This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And did you know we're working on a movie-ish? We're raising money for a movie. Ballad of the Crypto Six.
Documentary or a movie?
Well,
like a TV drama. That would be the way to do it, by the way.
People
like their documentaries.
In the vein of Tiger King, I suppose. It's sort of one of those sorts of things, except not nearly as dramatic, and our thing went to hell. We got raided before I could create the gay tiger sex cult. Sorry. I was working on it, and things happened, and so there's no gay tiger sex cult in Ballad of the Crypto Six. However, there's other interesting stuff, so head on over to movie.freetalklive.com if you want to find out more about it. We're more than halfway to the fundraiser goal. That's movie.freetalklive.com.
Did the Tiger King already beat you to the Tiger King, tiger whatever sex cult? I think he did.
Oh yeah, absolutely. There was absolutely a gay tiger sex cult.
So you can't call it that. You have to come up with something else.
Well, they didn't call it a gay tiger sex cult. Well, we never got around.
But everyone knows that's what it was.
Yeah. Well, we never got around to having anything that zany here in Keene, right?
Have you ever even been up close and personal to a large cat like that?
Oh, good Lord, no. No.
I think that...
We didn't do tigers and lions. The Crypto Six did not do lions and tigers and bears, oh my. There were other things that make our story interesting. Things other than gay tiger sex cults. And I'm not going to lie, man. I wanted to rewatch Tiger King recently because it's so memorable, right? And so much happens so quickly.
So many memes.
Yeah, that it's hard to remember it all. But when I tried to rewatch it, I got through like the second episode. I was like, that's right. A lot of this is uninteresting filler. It's just not that good the second time. I wish I could go back and watch it for the first time all over again and see all of the craziness unfold and going, oh my God, it can't possibly get crazier than this. And then have it immediately get crazier. Tiger King was something truly special.
I thought there was going to be a season two.
Well, they did make a season two, but it was bad, right?
I mean, oh, really?
Yes. It was sort of the making of Tiger King.
Oh, that doesn't count.
Was. Well, yeah. Well, I mean, Joe Exotic is in prison, so you can't really make a Tiger King 2 while the Tiger King's in prison. But let's go to the phones. We have Creighton on the line from Kentucky. Creighton, you're on Free Talk Live.
I called in to... It actually changed the topic.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
A couple weeks ago or so, I believe it was Conan was talking about his plan to sleep in a cot in a closet or some such for the cold weather in New Hampshire.
I don't think it's that extreme what he's planning. It's not a cot in a closet.
I've already begun all this, by the way.
I know, but it's not a cot in a closet.
No, it's a big-ass room. It's the biggest room in my house, and okay. It just happens to be where all my stuff is, including my plants, and come January, February, when I start planting. And it's like, why heat the entire house when I just do everything in this one room? So basically, I've closed off the entire house. And I'm sleeping in my computer room.
You have heating oil, right?
I have plenty of heating oil, but why? Use it if I'm not gonna? Why heat the entire? Why heat 2,000 square foot?
That was my question, right? Do you have it set up in a way that you can just turn off, you know, the heating to certain parts of the house?
Yeah, I have vents I can close, but I haven't even turned. I haven't run the heater yet.
Oh, see, mine doesn't have that. It does have two zones, but if. It boils water and it sends water up through the pipes mm-hmm. and
oh, fancy.
And it radiates the hot water. It radiates the heat outward. I don't know if it's fancy or not, but because of that, I can't just close a vent somewhere and make it less warm, or make it, yeah, less warm in a room. It's just going to heat wherever.
Yeah, basically, I can just close every vent in the house, and even put a little piece of carpet or something over top of the vent to really keep it from coming out, and just heat the one room where I do all my business. And so, caller, what do you think about that?
Thermostat is. You're talking about heating the one room where the thermostat actually is. Is that what we're talking about?
Well, actually, the thermostat is in the living room, and so that's why I have it set to like 48.
Jesus Christ!
Now I do have a little radiator heater that I run just to get the take the cool off the cold off in like early in the morning.
Well, the reason I called and wanted to call it to you specifically because you're touching on an idea that I learned about years ago and I employ every winter, and it's called a heat bubble. And maybe other people hearing this might actually benefit from it. The idea of a heat bubble is to not heat the air that you live in, not the airspace, but you, the actual person, and do it directly. And the way this works is you consider where you spend the most of your time. And most of the time I spend at home is asleep in bed. So years ago I bought my wife and myself a heated mattress pad for the mattress. And I got a lot of mileage out of that one. And it allows me to turn the thermostat down to approximately 65 degrees, even though she's comfortable sleeping where she is. And that saves a lot more than the cost of electricity to run 125-watt heated mattress pad.
So you're saying, so basically preheat or superheat your body?
No.
Well, he's saying don't heat the room, heat the bed, essentially. Like 62 yeah. degrees, I think you said 65 degrees, is still relatively warm. That's going to be warmer, I think, than most people in New Hampshire have their houses even set at.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and my room was 55.
Well, I live in a different climate, so 55 is cold to me. So, I mean, sure. It works to some degree for wherever you are. But it's not just heating the bed. It's also like if you spend a lot of time in front of a computer, you're heating the space right at your computer. Like, there's actually heated keyboard, heated mouse, these kinds of things. So that when you touch your equipment, the equipment itself is not cold, because that's where you get the cold feeling. And then you have, like, a heated lamp behind your head and points down on your head and your back, so that you get a little bit of infrared heat on you directly. And it allows you allow the airspace to get much cooler than you would otherwise heat it. It's an excellent way to save on heating, because that's where you lose most of your efficiency in a home in the winter, is heating the air, and then the air leaves the house.
Well, thank you so much for that, Creighton. You're absolutely right. You raise a number of really good points. I wish I had better solutions out there. Like, I had to buy heating oil recently. I didn't have to, but I went ahead and bought some. $589 for the minimum delivery. $5.89 per gallon for heating oil.
It's
almost
rough.
$6, man.
It's rough.
The last time I bought it was maybe a month ago, and it was $4.10 or something. So almost $2.
Now back to the caller's recommendation. Now, I have a air run oil heater. It runs hot air into the house. But the main unit that I heat this little room that I'm living, not little, it's a big room, is one of these radiator heaters. It's like an oil running through pipes. It's electric,
right?
But it basically heats the oil, and it's right exactly what the caller was talking about. And it seems to be the most efficient little heater that I've ever used.
One of those little black ones, I think they have them at Walmart for like $70 or $80, one of those sorts of things.
It's got oil in it. You fetch it, when you turn it on, you can hear the oil cooking.
I have one of those. They are efficient, well, relatively efficient. They do the job.
Right? So it's not like one of these red-hot filament heaters that's just, you can tell, is just sucking down the electricity.
And getting ready to burn the house down.
Possibly, yeah.
That's always my biggest concern with those that, have the... What did you refer to them as? Like the burning red. I don't want my heater to, like, give off light, I suppose, because, like, that's where you end up with possible flames. I have cats. I don't want to risk a cat throwing a sock into a heater and then coming home from work and the whole house is on fire. It's just, no. All of that can be avoided.
I agree.
And I suggest all of that should be avoided. Someone's going to have to do something this winter, though, because it's getting ugly out there. It's $5.89 per gallon here, and it's only November. 603-283-6160. It's...
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
With Aria and Coden on this live Tuesday edition, and you are invited to join us, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to weigh in. Again, that number is 603-283-6160. Now, I want to ask a few questions. I'm going to give you a few quotes. I want you out there listening to guess who said it. Monty Burns or Montgomery Burns? I don't know which. I thought it was Montgomery Burns, but someone else recently said Monty Burns. So maybe they called him Monty, short for Montgomery. I don't know.
I think this nickname is Monty, unless this is some Mandela effect where his name has changed over the years.
I mean, it could be.
Could be.
At any rate, let's call him Mr. Burns then. Oppression, now who said this? Elon Musk or Mr. Burns? Oppression and harassment are a small price to pay to live in the land of the free. Now, I thought that Burns said that. Or, wait, did I say that Musk said that? I don't know. And now I'm very unclear. No, I said that Musk said that. As it turns out, Burns
okay, good.
Said
Whew.
That. Oppression and harassment are a small price to pay to live in the land of the free. They don't lay this out in a very good way if you don't remember what you chose earlier. Moving on, the politicians and unelected bureaucrats who stole our liberty should be tarred, feathered, and thrown out of town.
Musk.
That was indeed.
That's what I say.
Musk.
That's what I say too.
They should be tarred, feathered. I tend to agree with that assessment.
Yeah, let's make tarred and feathering great again.
Yes, because it doesn't have to injure them. It doesn't have to hurt them.
Unless it's scaldingly hot tar.
But it doesn't have to be hot tar, I learned a year or two ago.
But the scaldingly hot tar pours better.
It probably does, but I don't want to injure anyone. Moving on, I'm not the thief. The government is. Every year, you make hardworking Joes, like my reporter friend here, pay income taxes.
Musk.
That was Mr. Burns.
Who's his friend he's talking about paying income tax?
I don't know, just some character in the show,
presumably. Maybe Homer.
Was Homer ever a reporter?
Oh, good point.
I don't know who he was referring to. But that was Burns, not Elon Musk. If there was a way that I could not eat so that I could work more, I would not eat.
Musk.
That was Musk?
Yep.
Now, this one is a little obvious. I don't know why they included it in here except to be funny. I should be able to run over as many kids as I want.
Burns.
That was obviously Mr. Burns. Elon Musk, despite all of his flaws, has never attempted to run over any children as far as I know.
Not yet. But maybe one of his electric cars.
Could be.
Motorized electric cars that, mistook the side of a tractor trailer for a wide open field.
There are a few in here that are just completely obvious. I don't know why they bothered to include them. There will be no Mars if we let them take our freedom away.
Musk.
That was obviously yeah. Musk. I mean, Mars and Elon Musk are obviously tied together. And again,
yeah, Burns would never have any inclination to want to colonize the moon or Mars.
No.
Because he's down here on Earth and he's happy to go with his nuclear.
However, this is obviously Mr. Burns. Since the beginning of time, man has yearned to destroy the sun. Obviously, that's Mr. Burns.
Or Bill Gates.
Or Bill Gates. Well, sure. But it wasn't Elon Musk.
Because we all know, well, some of us know that... Like Mr. Burns, like Monty, who wanted to cloud out the sun, so does Bill Gates, believe it or not. Oh, and Biden. Biden, he's put a lot of money for the next 5 or 6 years to study the cloud seeding. Not cloud seeding, but atmospheric umbrella. What word am I looking
at? It is basically cloud seeding, isn't it, where they're trying to... Yeah, they're basically cloud seeding. They're trying to create some sort of...
Yeah, but that's cloud seed is when you specifically attack a cloud to make it either rain and or go away. Whereas this is just splash... They want to splash particles up in the sky to reflect the sun back out into space.
Well, whatever they're trying to do, no one on Earth who was trying to be taken seriously would say that since the beginning of time, man has yearned to destroy the sun. That's obviously not true. Man has idolized the sun
more often than not. Yeah, to worship
yes.
has always been... Hey, how many sun deities are there?
All of them. All of the deities are sun deities.
Yeah.
That's my lesson for taking a vacation. Vacations will kill you. Was that Burns or Musk?
Wow, Musk. Cool, I could be both. I'm going to say Musk, though.
I said Burns because I remembered a Simpsons episode where Mr. Burns, I thought, went on vacation and it almost killed him. Or it was Smithers went on vacation and Mr. Burns almost died as a result of that. However, that was Elon Musk.
I wonder where he went on vacation.
Who, Burns?
Come on. No, Musk. Where did he go on vacation? It almost killed him. Come on, article context.
This is they not could, provide
they,
any.
They could have made this a really long article if they just explained.
They
know.
Could have, but I just found it fun. Family, religion, friendship. These are the three demons you must slay if you wish to succeed in business. Burns or Musk?
Don't tell me.
Yep, I wasn't going to. However,
it's both. Musk said it.
That was actually Mr. Burns. He
doesn't have any family.
Well, that's because he slew them in order to succeed in business, right? There's obviously some truth to all of that. You don't have to, if you dedicate your life to that singular purpose of being successful in business, then obviously, yes, anything that gets in the way of that is bad. But at that point, what you have is an unhealthy obsession.
And you don't have a life.
No. I mean, what's the point of being successful in business if you don't have a life?
To share your achievements with.
Morons, pathetic morons in my employee stealing my precious money.
I'm going with Musk again.
That one was Mr. Burns.
But Musk said something very similar in the last couple of weeks. He tweeted something very similar in the last couple of weeks.
He did.
He just bought a company with lots and lots of money grubbing morons.
Well, two more, actually. I would tell these people that they will get to see their families a lot when we go bankrupt.
All right, it's got to be Musk, because he just said that.
That was Musk, yes.
He just came out.
In the context of Twitter?
He says it's going to go bankrupt unless they figure out how to make money.
Okay, now, I imagine this was to the effect of, people. You're asking people to work 80 hours a week. How are they going to get to see their families or whatever? To which he said, I would tell these people that they will get to see their families a lot when we go bankrupt. I imagine that was the context that this was laid out in. I don't know. I haven't followed the ordeal of that.
That's actually pretty good. That's a good one.
It is. I mean, he's a good Twitter troll.
That's like,
I don't think he's a good Twitter owner.
That's almost you can rest when you're dead kind of a tweet. I like that.
It is. If you can take advantage of a situation in some way, it's your duty as an American to do it. Was that Mr. Burns or Elon Musk?
Musk.
I said Musk as well. It turns out that was Mr. Burns. It sounds like something that Musk would say, and I kind of agree with it. If there's something in your situation that you can take advantage of, but then you end up with people like Dick Cheney, who there's never been a good, never let a good crisis go to waste, or whatever it was they said. So there is a dark side to that. But generally speaking, if you can take advantage of a situation in some way, yeah, it kind of is your duty, not duty, but the American way to handle that would be to take advantage of it. So I didn't keep score here. I don't know how people did.
About 50-50.
Yeah, I got just over 50% and 58%, so I did terribly. I suspect most people out there, you probably did better than I did, because I really only got the obvious one, so I suspect you did better than 50-50. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up here. It is free.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine continues, there are reports of a Russian missile landing in Poland, killing two people. The missile reportedly landed in eastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. Poland is a member of NATO. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis isn't saying much about former President Trump ahead of his expected announcement of a presidential run. However, the governor is contrasting his success with those of Trump-endorsed candidates in last week's midterm elections.
Really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of issues? Are you delivering results for people? And are you standing up for folks?
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott announces he's invoking clauses in the U.S. and Texas constitutions to declare an invasion at the southern border. This is USA Radio News.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
To take control of the airwaves. You can talk about whatever is important to you, or you can talk about what we've been discussing, which is the almost cartoonish caricature that is Elon Musk. With you tonight, it's Aria and Conan, that number is 603-283-6160, and Freedom's Phoenix is your source for all news, economic news, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get today's headlines all in one place from a fresh libertarian perspective. You can find all of that and more at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com.
Do you think that's why people these days really like individuals like Trump and Musk? Because they are like cartoony caricatures where they're so abstract and out there.
Donald Trump certainly was, with his little line about grabbing women by certain body parts. I mean, that was so cartoonishly fiendish.
I've heard plenty of dudes say crude things like that.
But not while running for president.
He wasn't doing it. While he was caught on tape, on camera, in a private meeting between another dude. And that's how dudes talk.
I mean,
I don't want to defend the guy, but I mean, that's how I talk.
I don't think you've ever said anything that crass, have you?
I have said very crass things, but yeah, when it comes
what Trump talked about was just walking up to someone and molesting them, like on the street, so to speak. Except it wouldn't have been in the street; it would have been in an office. But like without any warning, without any context, that's something that's beyond your average locker room talk.
That is the exact definition of locker room talk.
I don't think so. I don't think most guys sit around talking about how easy it is to molest women. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think it was molestation of women. I think it was, that's what he can get away with. And that's what women, and some women, a lot of women like. This whole Handmaid's Tale analogy. I approve it. I read the stupid book.
I did not read the book.
It is the worst. And that, liberals who dress, who cosplay as handmaidens. Read the damn book. I don't think you really understood what that author was getting at. It's a rape fantasy. She's into it. She's a sub. She's into it. And she wanted to write it down on paper. You've got it all backwards.
They have many things backwards. I've never read the book, so I can't speak to it, though. And I think I bought the books, and I just was not interested. I got to a few pages in, and was just like, this is not for me.
It's for submissive.
I didn't even get that to that part.
Housewives.
There was no sex where I got bored and disinterested and moved on. Like, if I'm going to read something,
sex every five pages.
I didn't get five pages in before I lost interest. Well, it was within the first two or three pages. I was like, God, this is as bad as Twilight.
The same women who are labeling Trump as a crass, nasty individual are the same ones who are reading that drivel, which is all about rape. Every five damn pages, and then they get mad at Trump talking about it, but then they go back to the comfort of their living rooms, and they sit down and they read that drivel. And I'm like, come on, make your mind up. I mean, you can't be on both sides. You either want it, or you're against it. I'm calling them out. I am calling you out.
Let's go to the phones. We have Major Payne on the line from Michigan. Major, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you guys been bringing up The Simpsons a lot. Seems to me it was Al Grogan was the writer of that, wasn't he?
Not Al, one of the Grogan. Is it Grogan?
I have no idea.
Pretty sure. But anyway, he seemed to be spot on with a lot of characters coming in to play, you know, 10 years after. He's damn near prophetic, almost.
Yeah, but, the Kevin Spacey joke? Oh, I'm sorry, that was Family Guy. Family Guy's pretty prophetic, too.
Well, a lot of people, I think, misunderstand what's going on. Like, they characterize George Orwell's 1984 as being prophetic when it wasn't. It talked about what was going on, and there was already a surveillance state existing when George Orwell wrote 1984. He just took his primary features and he exaggerated them.
Yeah, I would say 1984 is historical.
Yeah.
Brave New World is prophetic. I would say
I would agree with that.
And by the way, it's Matt Groening.
Oh, Matt Groening, okay.
But by the same token, The Simpsons just took various characters and ideas and institutions that we already have in the world, and it exaggerated some of those characteristics, and sometimes that just happened to be the way the world went, and sometimes it didn't.
The only thing I got against Family Guy is it portrayed the father of the household as a blithering idiot.
So did Simpsons.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it flipped the pancake, so to speak. Put the butter on it so it would slide right off.
I would say those two cartoons and pretty much every other American sitcom have really run poor old dad, American dad, and just turned him into a complete tard. In every way, fat, lazy, stupid, and of course the mom is always the smartest, and of course the daughter, except Family Guy. I guess the Family Guy daughter is pretty dumb, but Lisa Simpson, she's a genius.
But the Flintstones did this as well, right? Where Fred was pretty stupid.
Yeah, right. It's been going on for a while. Even the Honeymooners.
Well, when I was a kid, there was like Father Knows Best, Leave It to Beaver. Dad ran the roost. And he had his poop in a group, so to speak, you know?
Yeah, but that was just a television show, just like Family Guy and The Simpsons are just television shows.
I got to argue with you, Eric. It reflected life at the time.
No, I think people think it did because they look back on it with rose-tinted glasses, but I don't think life at the time ever looked anything like Leave It to Beaver. I mean, I wasn't around then.
I was born in 1960.
Yeah.
And Middle America was a pretty good place to grow up.
I've seen a lot of 80s and 90s movies, and I got to tell you, none of them look anything like what it was actually like to grow up in the 80s and 90s.
Did you think in like the teen comms?
Yeah, any of those.
Teen Wolf and all of the, what's that? Yeah.
Yeah, so when I look at Leave It to Beaver and I hear people say, oh, you know, this is how society was actually like, but then I'm like, no, it almost certainly wasn't.
But that was like the 40s and 50s, right?
Maybe for your average middle class white family, Leave It to Beaver was relatively accurate as to what their lives were like. But that was a very small percentage of the average the actual American population.
Major, was Leave It to Beaver, was it, is that a major depiction of what life was like in middle America?
Well, I'm thinking probably 10 years before I was born, yeah. Shortly after World War II, when the dads finally came home and the country kind of was at peace for a minute, I'm thinking for about 10 years it was pretty much accurate.
But then that's when all the women we found out that they could actually work in the factories, making missiles,
Rosie,
making bombs, just like the men.
Rosie the Riveter, you know, she had her biceps when Papa came home. She could saddle her own damn horse.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't there. Thank you so much. That wasn't why you called tonight to talk about, though. Was it? You didn't call to talk about Leave It to Beaver or anything.
We just kind of got sidetracked on the cartoons and whatnot. But even back to the cartoons, I'm thinking Leave It to Beaver was probably a, you know, the teeter-totter goes both ways. And Family Guy, I'm thinking it took it a lot further down. Somebody put a brick in his pocket as far as beating up good old dad and good old dad being what good old dad's supposed to be. But
oh, sorry, hold on. You still with us? Yeah, go ahead.
Major, you still there? Go.
Yeah, I'm here.
We missed the last second. What'd you say?
Oh, good. About what? Where'd you lose me?
After brick. He put a brick in his pocket.
As far as the teeter-totter thing, I think Family Guy's got a brick in his pocket as far as beating up good old dad, as far as how confident good old dad really usually was.
Yeah, but again, that's not unique to Family Guy to any stretch. I mean, we started out this segment by talking about The Simpsons, and Homer was every bit as dumb as Peter Griffin. I mean, there's almost no difference between the two.
Until the government started putting money in people's pockets to take daddy out of the house, it was a lot better world.
I don't know that I agree with that. And what I've read on the internet was that American society was never actually like the world of Leave It to Beaver, and it's just people misremembering how things actually were. I don't know. I wasn't there, and I don't have the time to research it. But I would caution against fondly remembering America's sitcoms as being indicative of what life was actually like.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthur Decks for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to weigh in, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Cody.
And what exactly is going over there with Elon Musk and Twitter? We've been talking about Elon Musk and how similar he is to Montgomery Burns of The Simpsons. They're both the richest men in their respective universes, or in their respective worlds, I suppose. We don't know. I'm sure there's some extraterrestrial society out there where there's someone who's wealthier than Elon Musk, but whatever. So, Elon Musk recently purchased Twitter, and from what I can tell, Twitter usage is up, right? But that, to me, that doesn't say a whole lot. You can't really monetize that. Not in the way that they would like, at least. So, people using Twitter is just a net loss for them. Even if someone is just going through their timeline and not clicking on any ads, whatever, just like if you're playing World of Warcraft, if you're paying your monthly subscription to Blizzard, they don't want you playing the game. Because every minute that you spend playing the game is a little bit less, it may be tiny fractions of a penny, but it's somewhat less money than they make. They want people who are paying that monthly subscription and just never playing the game.
Yeah, but the reason Twitter isn't making money this week is because of all of the advertisers that have paused.
Well, Twitter wasn't making money in the first place. That's one of the reasons Elon Musk bought it. Twitter has been going, they lose money.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it was making a lot more money than it is right now.
But it was still operating at a loss.
And the advertisers who are paying Twitter to campaign for them, they absolutely want, I mean, maybe the servers don't want that many people jacking the bandwidth, but the advertisers want as many people on there as possible.
Well, they want their ads to be served to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
And Twitter is just one vehicle for that. So that's certainly what the advertisers want. But what Twitter would like, I suppose, as a company, would be for you to just see the advertisements and that'd be the end of it. You know, they have to feed you some amount of content as well in addition to the advertisements. And this is why Web 2.0 went so far off the rails with these trackers and things like that and with these lists where they – load up all of these ads and you have to click the button and then it loads up the next item in the list and you click the button and it loads up the next item in the list and every single one of those is just serving you more ads and tracking and finding out more crap about you. That's why Web 2.0 went so far off the rails, is because they know that they have to serve you some amount of content to justify the ads that they're selling you. But as far as I can tell, having been on the internet through most of my adult life, or all of my adult life rather, and a healthy chunk of my entire life, the advertising model of the internet is never, ever, ever going to work. 100% of the ads that I've been receiving for the last month and a half, 100%, by the way, goldback ads for bullionmax.com. 100%. Every single website I go to is going to serve me ads, is going to serve me Bullion Max ads.
Is that your algo that they have, or is this, you think everyone's getting this? Because I see a lot of them too, but
it's unique to me. But the problem with this, the reason why the advertising will never work, is because the only reason it's serving me Bullion Max is because I went to bullionmax.com/FTL and I purchased one of these silver packages. And I did this on my phone, so on my desktop, the reason why they have so little information about me, they only have this one thing to serve me, is because I tend to do this on my desktop, which has Ghostery and all of these other awesome add-ons to prevent this sort of thing from happening. But I don't have that on my phone. So they immediately learned, oh, okay, this Aria person's interested in gold. Now, a smart algorithm, a good marketing person would say, okay, well, this person's interested in Bullion Max, so they may be interested in alternative currencies. Let's also promote them crypto.com or Coinbase or some NFT or whatever, some other alternative form of currency. But instead, they just, here's more Bullion Max ads, even though I'm already a Bullion Max customer. And the only reason they know that I'm interested in Bullion Max is because I've already gone to Bullion Max. Bullion Max, the company, is paying these companies to advertise to me when I'm already one of their customers. And the only way they could ever find out to advertise to me was because I was already one of their customers. That's why it could never work.
You know who else has inundated the marketplace? Raid Shadow Legends.
Yes.
The hell is this game? It's a crap-ass game, and I see it everywhere.
Yep.
So what? I think they're doing the same thing that Bullion is doing. They're just throwing the money to everybody.
If you've probably ever indicated any interest in a mobile video game or mobile RPGs or something, that's probably exactly what you're going
to
get.
Yeah, but not. Well, I mean, it's on the YouTubers.
Well, the YouTubers are a different thing, right? This is one of the reasons they're starting to do this sponsored content where they're promoting this theme, because they're not making any money off of advertisements.
Well, I have always been of the ilk that when I see an ad too many times, you will actually piss me off to such a degree that I will never buy your product.
Oh, I'm with you 1,000%.
But I see the compulsory shopping where you got the setups at the shopping center. I don't ever look at that stuff. So I guess I'm just,
well, that's
I'm in another reality, because these things just don't work on me. But do they work on anyone?
Well, that sort of advertising probably is going to be less effective on you in general, because you make it a point not to spend much money on stuff.
By the way, I'm sorry, the impulse categories, not
right.
Compulsory. But I mean, it's just gum and candy bars and cell phone parts.
This is one of the reasons I like Tubi. That Tubi.tv, they're a streaming service just like Netflix or Hulu or whatever, except they're 100% supported by ads, which I normally hate. And I tried to reach out to them about, hey, look, can I just throw you $6-$7 a month to just make all of these ads go away? I don't want to watch the commercials. But that's exactly it. They are far more analogous to old school commercials that you would see on TV than they are these targeted advertisements that you see on YouTube. Right? Like, when I go online, I expect to see ads for Bullion Max or whatever. But this is going to, Tubi is going to serve me laundry detergent or soft drink ads. And I may not be aware of this particular brand of soft drink. I'm like, huh, that actually sounds kind of neat. Cream, what kind of cherry cream soda, you say? I might have to try that.
So you're saying this works on you?
They haven't yet worked on me. I haven't yet seen anything on TV that I was actually interested in.
Or maybe subconsciously.
Well, perhaps, right? But I'm never going to be served laundry detergent or cream soda ads on Facebook or Twitter or any of these websites that I visit, because they're all too busy serving me ads for things they know that I'm interested in. And they only learn about my interest in these things because I've expressed that interest.
All right.
They're not good avenues to discover new things.
What's the takeaway from all this? Where are we going with this? The ads are stupid?
Yeah, the advertising market, the advertising model that Twitter is trying to use in order to sustain itself is simply not going to work. The $8 a month thing for Twitter Blue, that was brilliant. That's the way this is going to have to go. We're going to have to move away from paid advertising and towards systems like Patreon and GoFundMe and things like that.
Do you think that once the $8 kicks in and everyone's paying, do you think that the ads are going to go away or do you think they're just going to stay there? I don't think they're going anywhere.
The $8 a month thing is supposed to make the ads go away, or you're supposed to see substantially fewer ads. See, for my mind, I would expect the ads to go away. Like, Hulu has two service tiers. There's the low tier where you still see ads, and there's the slightly higher tier, I think it's almost twice as much, where you don't see any ads.
Correct.
I would opt for that higher tier to not see any ads whatsoever, because I just don't want that crap in my life. It's a waste of time. It detracts from my life. So, like you were pointing out, when you see the same ad over and over and over, you actively grow to hate that thing. Like Maggie Hassan and Don Bolduc. Like, I go to sleep at night watching my YouTube on my television, and it doesn't have an ad blocker because it's just your average television from Walmart. So I'm constantly watching these YouTube ads, and it was just, Don Bolduc wants you to know, and Maggie Hassan wants you to know. I knew nothing about either of these people, but by the end of it, I passionately hated them. I didn't care if they were libertarians. Nothing on this earth would have caused me to vote for Maggie Hassan or Don Bolduc.
You know, I will say that if some of these ads are funny, like I'm thinking right off the top of my head, the caveman insurance ads.
Yeah, those were amusing.
Those were incredibly amusing, and still I don't even know what. See, but here I am, and I don't even know what insurance company they were trying to sell me.
It was Geico.
I don't care.
Or was it Progressive?
See, exactly. Exactly.
I said Geico, but I'm immediately second-guessing myself.
And no. Here I am, Allstate. I don't care, but I did like those ads.
I used Progressive, but it's because that's the one that was cheapest for me.
Right, right.
I don't care about the caveman or the Geico or the gecko or the girl who is standing there in the white dress or whatever. I don't care about any of that. I'm going to Google car insurance.
Cheapest.
Yes. Well, maybe not necessarily the cheapest, but I'm going to end up finding the one that's the cheapest and the one that most fits my needs.
Yeah, cheapest, best reviews. That's where I'm going.
Yes.
I don't care.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't care what ads you're throwing at me. Whatever.
And that's why advertising doesn't work as a model. If Twitter wants to actually make money, the only thing they can do is say, hey, look, we want to offer you this service, but it's just not, it can't be free.
Or add more features, like where I think Musk has taken this. He's gonna make it. He wants WeChat. He wants Musk's X.
Well, he certainly does.
X app.
He wants it to be a payment platform as well. But it's not going to be supported by ads, I don't think. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.